This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Let's play ball.
There's a hard ground ball to Munn at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincolnview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lincoln View was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincoln View scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
ScoresBroadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier, look out, he strokes one to deep right center, way back, it is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come 2 more Raiders, and Cordonier makes the wide turn at third, thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing, ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8, and the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the 7th inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him.
Woo! ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Ratterman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the 5th.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, ever since the Rushi Raiders won their district championship last Thursday and Sycamore Mohawk won its district title on Saturday in Galleon, people around the state have been awaiting this game here today at Cedarville. It's our second regional semifinal between Rushi and Sycamore Mohawk. Cedarville won the first game 7-1 over Fayetteville Perry. The winner of game 2 gets Cedarville tomorrow in a regional championship. We understand there's a chance that that regional title game tomorrow might get moved up to 2 o'clock, yet to be made official. Understand that could be happening. This game and a regional title game that's already set for tomorrow up in the northeast part of the state at Oberlin between Warren, John F. Kennedy, and Tiffin Calvert. That game and this one, two huge Division 7 regional games taking place today and tomorrow. Sycamore Mohawk, Brandon, phenomenal opponent well-oiled, experienced, 30-some seasons of starting experience. In the beginning, 9 players today for Sycamore Mohawk. 4 have started since they were freshmen. Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 more since they were sophomores. Sycamore Mohawk, based on experience, the favorite to win this regional. Rushi's got an opportunity to say something about that here in this second regional semifinal game this afternoon.
Yeah, and it's weird. You know, we talk about Rushi, whether it's been basketball or baseball, a lot of dominance here over the past couple years, you know, a couple state titles in each basketball and baseball. They haven't talked about them as underdogs too much, and that's kind of what some people are talking about from the outside, like you mentioned. Rushi's been to 3 straight state tournaments. They're not fazed by any opponents. Of course, they're going to have their guy, Braylon Cardonier, 3-time Shelby County League Player of the Year, on the mound. You know when he's on the mound that you got a chance to win. It's the fact of scoring some runs. That's where Rushi's kind of been struggling at most, has been that offensive production. The past couple years, then the teams in 24, 23, and in 22 when they won the state titles, those teams were, did a little better offensively. But when this thing this Raiders team does have is they have speed, they have experience, they have a great coaching staff that knows what they're doing, but they're in for a challenge with Sycamore Mohawk today. You know, at times, sometimes the regional opponents have been a little lackluster here in the Southwest District, but that opponent comes from the Northwest District this year. Like I said, Sycamore Mohawk is not going to be fazed by the experience of the Raiders. They come in at a solid 22-6.
Rushi, led by 11-year head coach Kevin Flippo, 104 baseball games, 104 between 2021, 22, 23, and 24, 104 victories, 10 districts in the last 11 years. We had the chance to catch up with Coach Flippo after the Rushi 10-0 win over Tri-County North at Urbana last Thursday. And, of course, Kevin just elated with his club's achievements. By my count, Coach, 8 straight district championships. Way to go. What's the formula for success? I know you've been blessed with some very good high school baseball players, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. Basically, we've had plenty of pitching to be able to make these runs, to be consistently 8 straight. I think it's 9 out of 10, that type of thing. So, I mean, we're proud of that success that we've had. We've been blessed with a lot of athletes. I mean, no better than Braylon Cardonier right now. And if there's a better D7 ball player out there, I haven't seen him.
You mentioned pitching. It is rounding into shape. You've got to have 4 or 5 really good arms, 2 quality starters to go deep in tournament play, and your pitching is probably looking the best it's been all year long right now at tournament time.
Yeah, we're slow. We didn't have everybody full strength at the beginning of the season. And like you said, we've got the guys ready to go. Maddox yesterday was outstanding. Follow that up with Braylon today, and we can go with Cooper against anyone. He was our ace at the beginning of the year. He shut out a very good offensive team in Anna.
Yep.
He kept us in the league hunt till Braylon and Maddox got back at it. And so, yeah, we're confident with who we can throw at anybody. It's the other side of the ball has been the question mark for us.
I tell you what, the offense really came to play today. A lot of curveballs, some 78, 80 mile an hour fastballs. You kept the hands back, hit a lot of line drives. My goodness, Benjamin York, single, double, home run, 3 hits for Zeb Borchers, 2 singles, a 2-bagger. Braylon Cardonier scalded the ball hard twice. Was it the 75 degrees? Was it the trip to Urbana? What's the formula for success hitting the ball so well here in the district title game, what, an hour and 15 minutes from home?
it's a lot nicer to swing the bat when it's 75 and sunny.
Sure.
That's for sure. I don't know. We got off to a good start, and we were able to kind of just snowball it there. But it's like you said, the guys in the middle, the bottom half of the order, we need to get more success for our production from them. If we can get a few guys going at the bottom of the lineup, not not be dead, have something successful and to turn that lineup over with Braylon at the top. That's the formula we need to be able to bunch runs together instead of just one here and one there.
I want to ask you about something. The Northwest District number 6 plays its district championship Saturday at 2 up north at Galleon. Opportunity now.
I'll be there. For
the winner up there on Saturday at 2 is your opponent in, I think, game 2 at Cedarville on Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
That's correct. So I've looked ahead at that time slot just to see who might be there. I know nothing about who will be. I know Mohawks out there is the big name in that side of the bracket. So I'll make that trip up there, wherever it is, and go check that out and try to prepare for either way, a pretty good opponent.
Yep, that was Rushi head coach Kevin Flippo after last Thursday's district championship game, the victory over Tri-County North. I was there at Galleon, Brandon, and I was really impressed with Mohawk, which hit the ball to all fields, cracked out 12 singles in that victory. Rushi needs to match their hitting performance from last Thursday night here today.
Yeah, and it's definitely staying comfortable, staying in that situation. Don't know the quality of pitching, but you know Braylon Cardonier is a viable ace, head of the staff, one of the better pitchers in the area. He's pitched in a couple state tournaments, so he's experienced as anyone. And of course, we know on the offensive side with him going to Marshall to play baseball there, but he's still, you know, pitcher. He's got a lot of potential, and he's really got a big task here today. He's the leader of this team. He has been really kind of, you know, talent-wise the leader the last 2 years, we'll say, 3 years. I don't think, you know, this is going to faze him. There's not a moment any too big. I mean, this is the most experience you can get in a regional between two teams without going to the state tournament. It's pretty impressive what we're going to watch here today. And for Coach Kevin Flippo, you know, he's, you know, 8 straight district titles, he talked about it. He's been in this position before. He's not fazed by it. He's did many of it as an assistant with Coach Bill Sirwald at Fort Laramie. So, you know, this is a situation you just get comfortable in it. You know what to expect. Sometimes we saw teams like Fayetteville, who had never been here before, you know, kind of crumble under that pressure in a way if he'd never been here. That's what is so important to build culture. You know, building culture. You know, these kids have done it in basketball. They've done it in baseball. They've done it in golf. They're familiar with the pressure, and heck, they invite it because a lot of 16, 17, 18-year-old kids will crumble under that pressure. And also, you know, what do you got to play for? These seniors, the senior groups meant a lot to Rushi. They already graduated high school. Why not play baseball a couple more weeks?
Rushi Raider 16-11 by way of record. Sycamore Mohawk 22-6. Led by second-year mentor Zachary Hawkins. We caught up with him after the district championship win on Saturday up at Galleon. And he said with so many vets, so much experience on his club, the expectations are high.
The expectation last year was to, you know, kind of get our name on the map. And I think we did that. We won 19 games last year. And then, you know, our goals were a little bit bigger this year. And with returning 6 seniors, and we also had two of our freshmen that are now sophomores. They were returners. They were starters as well. So we had a lot of returning of experience coming back. So we knew that we had the potential to be a pretty darn good team. But you know how baseball goes. A couple of bad luck, you know, circumstances here and there can really turn it. But our kids didn't allow that to happen. In terms of our individual players, I would say Hunter Haynes is one of them. He was the district player of the year, and he was also the player of the year in our conference. So he does a really nice job on the mound, at shortstop and at the plate for us. Just kind of an all-around player. Caleb Bish, another one of our starters. He's logged a lot of innings for us, and he's got under a 1 ERA right now. Super athletic kid, can play multiple positions. He's kind of been our utility guy, kind of goes where whoever whoever's pitching, he kind of fills in that spot for us. So very important to have him. Lance Franker behind the plate does an awesome job. He probably doesn't get the credit that he deserves because he does such a phenomenal job. At the beginning of the year, he didn't hit it as great as he wanted to, but as of right now, he's really coming on. So in terms of awards and things like that, he didn't really get those awards, but he does such a phenomenal job, and he's such a key component to our team. I'm just trying to go through our seniors, Ben Bogner in center field, tracks down a ton of baseballs, hits in the three-hole for us, is doing a really nice job for us.
Hey, Coach, I was really impressed in this win over South Central with the way you hit the ball. You hit the curveball where it was pitched. You took it to the opposite field.
Yeah.
It was a clinic textbook.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that was kind of the – we didn't know a ton about their pitcher, but we knew that he was around the plate. He didn't have very many walks on the year. So we figured that he was probably living on the outside corner a lot. So we only had 2 days to prepare for it, but I think the kids did a really good job in BP today. That's what I told them to do, and they came out here and they executed beautifully.
Your defense is solid as well.
Yeah, I mean, it is for sure, knock on wood, you know. But, yeah, I think that gives our pitchers the confidence to go out there, pound the strike zone, because they know that behind them the guys are going to make the plays for the majority of the time. So, yeah, I mean, we have a nice pitching staff. We have a nice defense behind it. I just hope we can continue that.
Yep, that's the head coach of Sycamore Mohawk in his second year, Zachary Hawkins. He referred to Caleb Bish. He's on the mound today. Outstanding pitcher, .7 ERA, 6-0 record, averaging about 2.5 strikeouts per walk. Braylon Cordonier on the hill for Rushi since coming back from the injured fingers on the right hand. He's logged in excess of 20 innings. He's been airtight, more than 20 strikeouts, four quality performances in a row. And it could very well be a tightly played game. Brandon, a low-scoring contest. I expect a pitcher's duel, a photo finish at the end.
Coach Kevin Flippo teams, maybe not necessarily the past couple years, but definitely you go back to kind of when they've started this run. They were really known for winning those tight 2-1, 1-0 ball games. That was really Coach Flippo's specialty, and they've kind of had to revert more back to that this year. More bunting, more hit and runs, more different kind of creative ways to put the ball in play. Because the past couple years, they had so much offensive depth, you know, looking up and down the lineup. This year, it's just not as much there as Coach Flippo alluded to earlier in his interview, so he's had to find some creative ways to manufacture runs, which he's done before. So he's had to pull some old tricks out of the bags, maybe some bunts, some squeezes. He moves Braylon Cordonier up to the front, the top of the lineup. Some people might say, hey, well, why do you do that? Well, hey, if you know your hitter that's, you know, probably the Division 7 player of the year in the state can get a double to start off the inning, there you go, you're looking pretty good. You know, someone needs to get him in. You know, if he's coming up with one or two outs, he can't do anything with that, and then you're expecting someone to get a hit behind him. So, I mean, it'll be a battle here today, and, you know, who's going to make the mistakes at the critical times? You know, who's going to make the play? Who's going to put a ball in the gap? This is what June baseball is all about, and this is why we love it.
And, of course, nobody can get more at-bats in a game than the team's leadoff hitter.
Exactly. And Coach Bill Sturwell would do that all the time as well. I mean, you know, coaching with him, you know, put guys, even his time at Fort Laramie, putting guys like Jared Hoing at the top of the order, or, you know, coaching with him when I coached with him at Bradford, putting our guy Tucker Miller at the top of the lineup because he could get on, steal a base, could steal an excess 25, 30 bases a game. But also, again, getting that fifth at-bat, which sometimes is so key. You can't produce if you're on deck. Some people are opposed to it. Some people like to play the odds, so you never know.
We're going to run down our starting lineups. The visiting team, Sycamore Mohawk, Rushi, the home team for the Mohawk Warriors, leading off second baseman junior Owen Patrizzi. Shortstop senior is Hunter Haynes. Batting third, senior center fielder Ben Bogner. Hitting fourth is sophomore third baseman Kate Bish. Batting fifth, senior catcher Lance Frankert. Then the first baseman, sophomore Aiden Klaus. Pitcher, senior Caleb Bish. Hitting eighth, senior right fielder Elias Magionis. And batting ninth, freshman left fielder is Levi Teal. For the Rushi Raiders, Braylon Cordonier leads it off, as we've been talking about. He is a senior. He's on the bump. He's the starting pitcher. Vince Borchers, senior center fielder, hits second. Zeb Schultze, third baseman, senior, third. Cooper Underfirth, catcher, junior, hits fourth. Micah Griesup is in left field. Senior bats fifth. Then Zeb Borchers, shortstop, senior, hits sixth. Benjamin York, senior center fielder, hits seventh. Grant Bergman, freshman, DH in the eighth hole. Quinn Hoying, second baseman, freshman, batting ninth. Bergman, DH is for Parker Lloyd, freshman, first baseman. Winner of this game takes on Cedarville tomorrow. Game time to be determined. Might be as early as 2 o'clock for a regional championship. Cedarville beat Fayetteville Perry earlier here on Scores Broadcast by a final score of 7-1. We've got the first pitch upcoming here between Rushi and Sycamore Mohawk in just a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
Yeah.
Here we go. First hitter for Sycamore Mohawk steps in. Leadoff batter Owen Patrizzi, junior second baseman, hits the second pitch from Braylon Cordano of the Raiders. A short fly ball to center field. Vince Borchers trots in, makes the play, and there's one down for Mohawk here in the top of the first. Our second regional semifinal of the day here at Cedarville University. It is a beautiful sight for high school baseball. Well-groomed ballpark, green as can be, and the weather has cooperated. And so many thanks to Abby Butel in the athletics office at Cedarville and all of her staff and helpers and assistants. They have rolled out the red carpet for us. And Braylon Cordano, after a first-pitch ball, buries three strikes to Hunter Haynes, two of them. He swings and misses. He's out, K'd by Cordano. 4.52 batting average. Hunter Haynes, a senior, and he's mowed down right away, Brandon.
It's just a nice fastball, curveball, fastball sequence there from Cordano. He's got that 12-6 curve. It's going to break away from that right-handed batter, and that's one of his good go-to pitches, like we talked about with Cedarville pitcher last game with the changeup, and he's quickly ahead 0-2 of here.
Ben Bogner, hitter for Mohawk, senior center fielder, batting 354, swings from the right side as Cordano on the 1-1 delivery whips a two-seamer in there, swing and a miss. As that snapped off the outside edge, Bogner waved at it, 1-2, and Cordano comes up under his chin with a fastball, and it's 2-2 on Bogner. Two down for Mohawk here in the top of the first inning. The winner gets Cedarville tomorrow in a regional championship. Cordano winds, fires low and away in the dirt. Gets past Unreferth, the catcher. Scoreboard reads 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on Bogner. Schultze even with the bag at third. Outfield very deep and left and center. There's a fastball in under the hand. Swing and a miss by Bogner. Cordano fired the two-seamer in there. Bogner had a healthy cut. He's out on strikes. Good inning for Braylon to start the game. Two Ks. We go to the bottom of the first. Nothing for Mohawk. Rushi coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
The Rushi Raiders batting at the bottom of the first inning. Braylon Gradonier swings from the left side. He steps in the box. He took a strike on the outside black, then a ball low. On the bump for Sycamore Mohawk, Caleb Bish, microscopic ERA of about 0.7, 6-0 on the year, 2.5 strikeouts for every walk. As Gradonier swings on a 2-1 pitch, lofts it along the right field line. First baseman is out in foul ground, about 80 feet beyond the bag in foul territory, and he hauls it in. Good play. Fine effort. First baseman Andon Klaus makes the stab. He was Johnny on the spot. Wind helped him. It held up the flight of the ball. It's blowing across from right to left. So Gradonier is out, fouling out to the first baseman. One down for Rushi here in the bottom of the first. And here's Vince Borchers, followed by Zeb Schulze. Defensively for Sycamore Mohawk, it is Caden Bish at third. Hunter Haynes at short. He's the number two pitcher. Second baseman Owen Patrizzi. As we noted, Klaus, who caught the fly ball off the bat of Gradonier, is the first baseman. Catcher Lance Frankert. On the mound is Bish. The hurler is Caleb Bish, brother of Caden. Caleb, the pitcher for Sycamore Mohawk, is a senior. Outfield, left, center, and right, Levi Thiel, Ben Bogner, and in right field, it's Elias Magionis.
I think earlier there when Gradonier popped up, Coach Kevin Flippo was talking to the home plate official, was wanting a catcher's interference call. I didn't get anything there, but just a fly out to the left field or right field.
So the count on Vince Borchers, a ball, a strike. Oh, here's a sweeping hook. What a curve ball by Bish, and it's on the outside edge. One and two. That's as good a curve ball as I've seen all year from high school pitchers. Again to Borchers. It is a two-seamer, low, below the knees. Two balls, two strikes, two and two. One out here in the first for Rushi. Sycamore Mohawk went down in order in the top of the first. The pitch to Borchers is bounced in the 5-6 hole. Nice play. Third baseman off to his left. Caden Bish reaches up and snatches it in the webbing. Throws on to his first baseman, Andon Klaus, for the out. Two down for Rushi here in the bottom of the first as that play goes 5-3. Zeb Schulze steps in. Borchers was hitting at 290. Schulze at 326. Swings from the right side. Bish into the windup. Breaking ball. Bunted. Third baseline. Foul.
And they showed that bunt attempt twice there. The 2-3 hole. That's something they like to do. That's something they like to bunt for that hit. They see that third baseman sitting back behind the bag, and they'll do it.
Brandon, I'm curious. Did Gradonier react on the pitch that Kevin Flippo questioned, the pop-out?
I don't think so.
Herdonier act like he was obstructed, interfered with?
I don't think so. Looked like it was more coming from the base coaches, particularly first base coach Aaron Monin, but I don't think anything happened there. That's from our vantage point, it's tough to see even in a catcher's interference call. The home plate umpire's got to be about right on top of it.
No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Schultze. Waste pitch by Bish, low and away, ball and two strikes, one and two, way outside. Two balls, two strikes, two and two. Outfield straight away, a little deeper in right than left for the hitter Schultze. Shortstop for Sycamore Mohawk, pretty deep. Here's the pitch, and the ball is bounced to second. It's Patrizzi to his right a step. Gobbles it up, flips on to first. Inning over. 1-2-3 for both clubs. We go to the second. Sycamore Mohawk nothing, Rushi nothing. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, we start the top of the second inning. Caden Bish looks at a throw from Cordonier upstairs. Ball one. One and nothing on Caden Bish. He is the third baseman, batting 363, sophomore. Check swing. And he takes an appeal down to first. Yes,
yes, he did. And
it's a strike called, and it is a ball and a strike, one and one. It appeared from behind the screen here that the batter did cross home plate with the barrel of the bat. There's a breaking pitch by Cordonier, off speed, down, swung and missed by Bish, who's down one and two. Cordonier, herky-jerky, he throws, just missed a smidgen upstairs. It didn't appear to be outside, little high, two balls, two strikes, two and two. Schultze up at third, the pitch to Bish is grounded right to Schultze, fumbles, gets it, throws on to first, out at first base by a step and a half as Schultze smothered it and then threw a strike to Parker Lloyd at first base, and Bish is out 5-3.
I think one thing Braylon Cordonier does is he really hits that fastball and curveball out that same location, and he can bust it in on you on the inside, and that's what he did there to Bish. A nice little rollover to Zeb Schultze, one of the more reliable fielders here for the Raiders.
Senior catcher Lance Frankert, 300 batting average, steps in. Foul. Ball high in the air over the screen, atop the press box, behind home plate here at Cedarville. No balls, a strike, no score. Top of the second. Outfield straight away. Pitch low off the plate outside. 1-1 on Frankert. Cardonier has shown all of his pitches here in the first inning plus. He's mixed them. Breaking ball down low, 2-1. 2-1 on Frankert. Of the 9 starters for Sycamore Mohawk on Saturday up at Galleon against Greenwich South Central, of the 9 starters, 7 had at least one hit, 12 singles total. There's a bouncing ball right side of the diamond. Easy play for Rushi. Out at first base, Frankert retired. A little tapper to Quinn Hoying at second, and there are two away. Here is Klaus. Andon Klaus, sophomore first baseman, hits now for Mohawk. Sycamore Mohawk wears the black jerseys, red numerals, the gray pants, red and black school colors, little accent gray. First pitch, a ball to Klaus. Cardonier working fast, up and in, fastball, cut on and missed, a ball, a strike, 1-1.
He works so fast, too, by the time you step in that box, I mean, he's already about setting and delivering to you.
Cardonier wild, up and away, ball 2, strike 1. Wind blowing briskly right to left here at Cedarville. Fair weather clouds overhead, little haze, a lot of blue sky. Ooh, Cardonier hits the batter in the back. Hit by pitch is Klaus. He's aboard. And now the pitcher, Caleb Bish, steps to the dish.
Yeah, and now this is time at two-out situation. You see him try to maybe swipe a bag. Early on, we talked about that in game number one. Cooper Unverfirth, one of the better catchers, I would say, in the area behind the dish. But we'll see here. This is the spot you get further down the line if you're getting down to the 7 guy here. Maybe try to swipe a bag, get in scoring position here. Because, like we said, runs are going to be at a premium.
Runner takes a short lead. Cardonier comes plateward, low and away, ball 1. Brandon, I can remember 2 years ago, a state semifinal. Behind the plate was Cooper as a freshman. He threw out 2 St. Henry young men trying to steal second in the first 2 innings. Redskins did not try to steal after that. Uh-oh, another hit batsman.
Yeah, he was, I was wanting to say it in the first inning. It's kind of sometimes coming up and in under the chin. You think he'd lose a little bit of control. Now 2 hit batsmen, and now getting down to the 8 guy here. It's a big situation all of a sudden.
Here is Elias Magionis hitting now for Sycamore Mohawk. He's the senior right fielder. Oh, you can't take a batter off in this Mohawk lineup. They all hit. They've all got speed. 12 hits on Saturday by 7 players. A few guys had 2 hits apiece. It is a hitting team. 2 on, 2 out, Mohawk here in the top of the 2nd. Cardonier looks back at second base. Pitch to Magionis. Foul to the screen, off to the right. Nothing in 1. Rushi gives him right center. Right fielder for the Raiders is shading the right field line. Here is the look to the plate by Cardonier. Runners at 1st and 2nd for Mohawk. Knees, outside corner, Yepper, strike 2.
Man, if I was the A-hole hitter, I'm hunting for that. That's a fastball right down the middle, at 0-1 count. You got to deliver here, put something up the middle. That's the pitch you're looking for here. Now you find yourself down 0-2 here.
No balls, 2 strikes, nothing in 2 on Magionis. Borchers a little bit left of center in the middle of the outfield. There's a breaking ball down, swinging over the top of the hitter, Magionis. He's out on strikes.
Yep.
Mohawk leaves 2 here in the 2nd. We go to the bottom of the 2nd inning. Rushi nothing. Sycamore Mohawk nothing on scorersbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Well, the Rushi Raiders start off the bottom of the second inning, getting a runner aboard as Cooper Unverfirth is hit. Looked like he might have been scoring to bunt, and a curveball by Bish hung way inside, and Unverfirth is plunked on the side. He's at first base. Well, three hit batters already early in this game, and let's see if Micah Griesip moves him along with a bunt. He does. Third base side foul.
Yeah, and Unverfirth just hit there. Now we got a hit parade in terms of batters. Third hit batter in the last four batters. But, yeah, I expected there when Mike Griesip went up there, Coach Kevin Flippo probably going to bunt to try to move him over, get that runner in scoring position, especially with no outs here early in the ball game and a little bit of a scary situation for Rushi early on. Expect him to show it here again.
Caden Bishop at third. Griesip bunts it that way. Pitcher off the mound in a hurry. Pounces on it. Throws to first. Out. Well done by Griesip of Rushi. And the runner moves up. Unverfirth at second. Sack bunt by Griesip. Here's Zeb Borchers. Griesip was hitting 288. Unverfirth 354. Now Borchers at 350. As the 4, 5, 6 hitters have been stinging the ball a little bit better here in the last week or two for Rushi. Runner at second, one out. Bottom of the second inning, Borchers hits from the right side. Raiders shortstop, Bish in the stretch. Pitches off the plate outside, a ball. He just missed.
Yeah, and that bunt, getting that down jack, just opens up so many possibilities there. You know, if you don't get that down, then you're down in a 0-2 count, and the guy stays maybe at first if you don't get a hit or you don't move him anywhere. So just getting that bunt down can sometimes be the difference in these ball games that we're talking about.
There is a huge hole left side of the diamond, that 5-6 gap between third and short, because the shortstop, Hunter Haynes, is playing cat and mouse in behind Unverfirth. In fact, a play was on there, throw back to second. Unverfirth safe. A ball, no strikes on Borchers. Zeb, feet spread apart in the plate. Pitch by Bish. Sprayed foul, out of play to the right. The ball, a strike, one and one. Left side of the diamond has got a lot of real estate that's vacant. Haynes playing up the middle at short. One down for Rushi, bottom of the second. Runner on, no score. High hold by the pitcher. Way off the plate outside. Oh, it's off the mitt of the catcher. That's a passed ball. And hustling down to third goes Unverfirth. And it's two balls, a strike, two and one on the hitter, Zeb Borchers. Now you've got all kinds of playbook options with
exactly
a runner at third and one out here in the bottom of the second for Rushi.
And that's why you bunt. You get that situation right there where you get a pass ball, moves it up into third. You know, you got the squeezes in play. You know, you put something on the right side of the infield. We see the Sycamore infield drawn in now, but a 2-1 count here, and we'll see if the Raiders maybe squeeze or not.
A ground ball, unless it's right at somebody, would get through the diamond and score a run. Here's a pitch up and into Borchers. He leans away from it. It doesn't strike him or the bat. It gets away from the catcher. Unverfirth dashes in from third. And now Mohawk wants a foul ball off the bat. And it's being questioned. First baseman, pitcher, catcher. Plate umpire looks down at first. He signals safe. And the catcher for Sycamore Mohawk, Lance Frankert, says that glanced off the hitter's bat.
I don't know if it did or not. I think the call's going to stand. I think it came so high, tightened in, that you would have thought it would have. But guess what? Rushi scores a run without a hit there. That's huge when you got Braylon Cardonier on the mound. Well, now it's 1-0.
It looked like Borchers had turned to maybe to square to bunt the ball.
Yeah.
That made the reception by the catcher tough.
It was a squeeze play there. I don't know if it was a suicide or a safety squeeze. I'd probably guess the suicide version. Raiders like running that a lot.
Yep.
So, which, you know, I just talked about moments before. And I would assume in that situation, the suicide version. And fortunately for the Raiders, it got away. Because if not, Cooper Unverth would have been dead in his rights right in front of home.
Well, the passed ball made it 3-1. Then strike two called on the outside corner, and then Borchers fouls right on top of the press box. It's 3-2. Rushi gets a run without a hit. Hit batsman, sack bunt. We get a passed ball, and then a passed ball or wild pitch. A run in. Still 3-2 as Borchers trickles a foul off to the left.
We can definitely tell the Raiders have got the home crowd advantage here today. A lot of Raider fans make the drive from Shelby County.
Oh, plenty of blue and gold lining the left field and right field lines and behind home plate in the stadium seats. There's a one-hopper back to the pitcher, Bish. Off the bat of Borchers, out at first base. And there are two down for Rushi here in the second. A run is in. Here's Benjamin York from the left side. York with a stellar district championship game last Thursday at Urbana against Tri-County North. He pasted a single, a double, and a long line drive homer. Here's a changeup off the plate outside. Ball one, 1-0 on York. Two out, Rushi, bottom of the second. York fouls it out of play to the left. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Center fielder for Sycamore Mohawk, Bogner, has shifted a bit to right center. Third baseman is in front of the bag. About 10 feet fair. Pitch to York, grounded right side of the diamond. Going to be a tough play. Second baseman in the hole, bobbles, throws to first. Pitcher covers late. Save at first base.
Yep. Right call there by the official, by the first base umpire. Beat him there by a second. But I don't know what that first baseman is doing so far off the bag. The second baseman had it. He should have retreated back quicker. That's still going to go as an error, I would say, maybe. I don't know if they're going to mark that as a hit or an error. Pretty tight there.
If the ball's not fumbled, it's an out at first. If the second baseman makes the play cleanly, of course, there's got to be proper coverage at first base, Brandon.
Yeah.
Hardly deserving a hit is the batter on the infield grounder that's smothered by the second baseman, but that's a real tough scoring decision. That's why I've got a partner with me.
Yeah, I get that the E4, but...
No balls, a strike, nothing in one on the hitter, Bergman. Here's a steal attempt by the runner at first base for Rushi. He's out by an eyelash at second. Oh, my goodness. York is nipped. Very close play. It looked like the tag just got him. It was tight.
It was a perfect bounce. It was a good pitch to go on. It was a curveball away, but that ball bounced just perfectly. The bounce that Sycamore Mohawk had not got this whole inning, they finally got.
But with Bergman at the plate, out stealing, York nailed. Raiders do get a run. We head to the third. Rushi in the lead, 1-0 over Sycamore Mohawk on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Pay
paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Yep, the first hitter for Sycamore Mohawk to start the third hits a number past the mound. Cordonier can't make the play. He tried to glove it. It got past him. Borchers charged, made a hurried up throw to first on a bounce. It was trapped nicely at first base but ruled safe. It was a dead even tie, and Deal is aboard. Sycamore Mohawk's next hitter at the top of the order bunts it foul off to the right.
Yeah, another. See if Mohawk was going to bunt, and they do, bringing that top of the order back up there. Big hit for the nine guy getting that infield single. When your nine guy can get on to start an inning, just opens up so much to what you can do, especially with the heart of your order due to come up here for Mohawk.
Here's Patrizzi, leadoff batter. Stands away from the plate, takes a pitch upstairs, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Very, very close play at first. I think if that ball is caught on a fly down there at first base by Parker Lloyd, it's an out, but it did bounce. It was trapped, and that split second was the difference. Here is a pitch low, ball 2-2-1. No one out, Sycamore Mohawk. Tying run at first, top of the third. Rushi in front, 1-0.
I think Cardano was trying to coax a pop-up there with it being ahead 0-1. Now just throw into the bunt.
And here's a ball bunted foul, first baseline, and it's 2-2 on Patrizzi. Schulze was charging at third. Two balls, two strikes. Now Cardano needs the strikeout. Middle of the diamond, double play depth. First baseman for Rushi holding on the runner. Parker Lloyd at first. Deal with the lead. Here's the pitch to Patrizzi. Very high curveball. And it goes 3-2. And now Cordonier's got to deliver a strike.
You probably see the runner go in here. Might be an idea here for Coach Hawkins. Be a good situation to send him here.
3-2 pitch to Patrizzi by Cordonier. Oh, it's gas. High level velocity and accelerated fastball. Patrizzi whiffed. He is out on a 3-2 blazer.
And that's a great pitch. And that's the difference of not getting that bunt down. Rushi got it down, moved that runner in scoring position. Mohawk doesn't. Now that runner's still at first base off that strikeout. You get no production there, you know, from your top of your order. But great job by Braylon Cordonier. Probably Coach Flippo whispered into the headset, "Hey, I trust you, Braylon. Give whatever pitch you want." Threw a nice fastball by him. Got the out.
Here is Hunter Haynes, .452 batting average. He's one of the top hitters on the club. Bouncing ball to first. A tag of the bag by Parker Lloyd. Then he tries to get the double play by throwing down to second. Need a tag out there. And the throw is in the dirt wide into left center. Runner who had slid in pops up, but he cannot advance to third. Out at first, as it is first baseman unassisted on the ground ball. Runner advances down to second, and if the throw is made, on the money to second base. Yeah. It's a double play.
And that's the thing. You're running. He's rushing. He's a freshman trying to hit him in the chest. That's a hard play to make. Most important thing is he got the out in front of you. You trust your senior pitcher with, you know, a runner in scoring position and two outs that he can get the out here.
Here is the third hitter in the order, Ben Bogner, 354 on the year, leading RBI man for Mohawk, tying run at second. It's a strike on Bogner. Cordonier looks back at second. Breaking pitch fouled to the screen. Tricky scoring decision there.
Yeah.
Do you assume that's an out? I don't think you can assume that the ball is going to be caught. The tag is going to be made.
Yeah, no. I don't think that either. And he's trying to rush a play there. Just try to get something there. Thank goodness the left fielder was there for Rushi. They don't advance any further to third.
Runner taking off for third. Unreferred throws down there, and the runner slides right into the tag. Oh, what a play. Zeb Schultze fielding that ball in one bounce. Unreferred on the button with the throw. Runner nailed at third base. Raiders executing beautifully. It looked like the man on second, Brandon, got a very good jump. But Cordonier threw a fastball, and Unverfirth threw a heater to third.
A little greedy there, in my opinion, by Mohawk to try to steal third. I get if you try to steal second, but what both of these catchers have done is they've thrown a ball perfect on a hop. And that was a great throw by Unverfirth there. I think it's a little greedy to try to steal third this early. You have your three-hole up. You know, he's your lead RBI guy. You trust him to hopefully get a hit in that situation, tie the ball game up. A little greedy.
You're already in scoring position.
Exactly.
1-0 Raiders, bottom of the third upcoming on scorersbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Bottom of the third inning. Interestingly, last two at-bats for these two teams conclude innings with an out stealing, one at second, one at third. Three balls, one strike, 3-1 on Grant Bergman. Starting the bottom of the third for Rushi. Cut on and missed. High fastball. He couldn't connect. It's full. 3-2.
A big opportunity if Bergman can get on here now. Anyway, a base hit or a walk here.
Here is Bish. Throws the fastball. Good rise on it. Swing and a miss by Bergman as Bish comes back from 3-1 and fans Bergman. Quinn Hoying, second baseman, swings from the left side for Rushi. Bottom of the third. 1-0 Raiders, who don't have a hit yet. Tainted infield single for Mohawk. It's going to be a pitcher's duel right down to the wire. Here's the pitch to Hoying. Ground ball to the shortstop. A little hesitation by the shortstop for Mohawk. He does clutch it. Throws on to first. Hunter Haynes gets the out. Hoying grounds out to short. And now a good situation for Mohawk. Cordonnier comes up with nobody on. Cordonnier from the left side. Wind is blowing to the left field corner. Pitch to Cordonnier. Way off the plate, ball one.
And he's not going to get anything. He's going to like here with two outs. This is a situation where if you're Bish, you can pitch around him a little more. So this is perfect. And why you didn't walk Bergman, now you can pitch a little more carefully to Braylon Cordonnier. And he hasn't seen anything good so far.
No, I think this is going to be one of those unintentional walks. Yep.
And he pounded the outside zone with Cordonnier the whole first time. And
we have three pitches, all of them 8-10 inches off the plate outside. 3-0 on Cordonnier. Two out for Rushi here in the bottom of the third inning. 1-0 Raiders lead. Bish throws a strike on the outside half. Now 3-1. Let's see if he throws a strike on 3-1.
I'm sure on that 3-0, Braylon Cordonnier had the green light, but he decided to pass on that one there.
Bish to Cordonnier. Oh, backdoor curve at Dandy.
Good pitch. That was a great pitch.
Oh, it's the best pitch of the day right there. First game included. That was a big twister. It knifed over the outside corner, 3-2. Here is Bish to Cordonnier in at his feet. Almost hit him on the shoe tops. Ball four. He's aboard.
And I know it's a couple more pitches added to the pitch count, but that's why you're patient at the plate, even in those 3-0 situations.
Well, here's Vince Borchers. Cordonnier at first. Vince was out in the first, smacked a ground ball to third. Cordonnier in the first inning flew out to the first baseman, foul ground down the right field line. Cordonnier with the lead at first base. Bish throws over there. So many thanks to Francis Schulte and Rushi. Longtime underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte offers that great combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Off speed, slow curve, inside corner, a strike.
Yeah, same pitch he threw to Cordonnier there just moments ago, just to a right-handed batter.
Nothing and one on Vince. Cordonnier with the lead down at first. The pitcher looks that direction. Catcher Frankert sets up on the outside corner. Ooh, Cordonnier was caught leaning to second. He alertly gets back to first. Sycamore Mohawk thought something was on right there. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Borchers. Wind blowing toward left. Cordonnier leading. Borchers takes way off the plate. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Rushi leads 1-0. Getting a run in the second without the aid of a hit. How about that?
Yeah. That's
one error. An error in the game committed by Mohawk. Throw to first, Cordonnier back. A ball, a strike on Borchers, who has good speed. Anything in the hole, left side or right side, could very well be an infield single. Check swing foul, blooped over the dugout. Ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Vince. Two down for the Raiders, bottom of the third. It's been quickly played so far. On deck for Rushi is Zeb Schulte, and the catcher for Sycamore Mohawk goes to the mound. Behind home plate is Frankert. He's got a chat with Bish. Thanks to Francis Schulte and Rushi, the finest building components from Francis Schulte can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Moderately close play at first. Throw over there, not in time. Still a ball, two strikes on Vince Borchers. If he can pull one down the left field line, it's going to score Cordonnier. A lot of room to left. Bish stretches, another throw to first base.
Yeah, really concerned about Cordonnier. Cordonnier's probably not even the second or third, maybe even third fastest guy on this team, maybe about third. But, man, they're really concerned about him over there. You need to just go attack Borchers here right now.
Haynes deep at short. Pitch way into Borchers. Oh, it clipped the fabric on his jersey. It definitely caught yellow, and it grazed him, hit by the pitch.
And that's why you get so concerned with Cardonier over there at first in that situation. Cardonier's not even your power hitter. Borchers isn't even your power hitter if you're Rushi. Go attack him. Go get the out. You got him at two strikes. They throw over yet three times at Braylon Cardonier. It gets your concentration off as a pitcher, and there it results a la hit by pitch.
Four hit batsmen in this game. Here's Zeb Schulte. He whiffed at the curveball. It was a real good one from Bish. No balls, a strike, two on for Rushi. Bottom of the third, two out. Raiders lead 1-0. Cardonier scoring position at second. Outfield deep for Schulte. A base hit should score the runner. Bish to Schulte. A little flare in the infield. It bounces once to the second baseman. He waits on it. Gets it on a single hop, throws to first, out, inning over. Schulte hit that one off the handle. Second baseman makes the play. Well, three innings are in the books. We go to the fourth. 1-0 Raiders over Sycamore Mohawk on scores.gas.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Oh, here's a dangerous hitter up there for Mohawk. A ball, two strikes on Ben Bogner. He's the third batter in the lineup, and the count on him is 2-2, I should say. He is struck out by Cordon Euro. That's a big out to get Bogner. Curveball in the dirt. And Bogner has K'd twice. Good out to start the fourth. Rushi leads it 1-0. Mohawk batting here in the fourth inning as Cordon Euro got ahead and K'd Bogner. Here is Lance Frankert, the catcher. Bogner batting well over 350, senior center fielder. He's got a mean stick. He's been a tough out all year, and Cordonier's fanned him twice. And it's a ball, a strike, 1-1, as Braylon missed the strike zone, and then Caden Bish cut and whiffed. Cordonier working fast. Here's a foul ball over the screen, over our heads. And it's a ball and two strikes.
Check to have one score update. The Minster Wildcats defeat New Regal 9-8.
Oh, my goodness.
And are heading to the regional finals tomorrow against Miller City, or I'm trying to forget who the other team was. But
Montpelier.
This could be a team. Minster kind of was considered a heavy favorite in their regional. Could be a team if the Raiders, Cedarville, or Sycamore Mohawk runs into. But now Braylon Cordonier, on the other hand, is cruising.
Here's a swing and a miss by Caden Bish. Good breaking ball by Cordonier. He strikes out Bogner and Bish, third and fourth hitters in the Mohawk lineup here in the fourth inning. And the initial throw is a ball to Lance Frankert, the catcher. Swing and a miss on a two-seamer down, a ball, a strike. I'd be interested to know if Louis Magoteau, the ace for Minster, threw in the 9-8 win. I would doubt it.
I knew he threw. He closed the game, at least. I don't have much more information than that, but I know he closed the game.
I would doubt then that he started and gave up eight runs.
So
that means he's probably available for a bunch in the regional final. Here's a handle hit ground ball to Borchers. He charges, clutches twice, throws on the run to Parker Lloyd. Yep, he got him. Frankert retired. Borchers with a good play. Had to go a long distance. Ball was knuckled in off the handle of the bat. It was struck by Frankert. He's out 6-3. And Mohawk is scoreless through four. The Raiders a run, no hits. Sycamore Mohawk, no runs, a hit. Bottom of the fourth upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Here is Cooper Unverfurth in the box for Rushi to start the bottom of the fourth. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Coop. He was hit by a pitch in the second inning for the Rushi Raiders, and he scored the lone run in this game. Here is a 1-1 count, delivery outside, 2-1. Rushi's Braylon Grandonier has been stellar, so is Bish on the bump for Mohawk, as Grandonier is within 9 outs of shutting out Mohawk. He's got the bottom 4 in the order over the next inning plus. He'll have to face the top at least one more time. Raiders would like to tack on an insurance run. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Unverfurth. Bish pitches. Ooh, a two-seamer just missed low and away, and the count goes full.
You have to think same philosophy here. Unverfurth gets on, you try to bunt him over, maybe get another run in. And if it's up 2-0, you feel way more comfortable. Not sleeping, but a lot more comfortable if you're Coach Kevin Flippo.
Oh, Unverfurth swings, turns on one, blasts it to deep left. It's down the line, in the corner. Left fielder off and running. He won't get it. It rolls to the warning track, all the way to the 330 sign. It's a long double clouded by Unverfurth. Boy, he teed off and won. The wind helped him as the ball kept blowing away from the left fielder. Off and running was Levi Thiel. No chance to catch up to it. Unverfurth got a hold of an inside pitch, and he pulverized it to deep left. Unverfurth aboard at second as he cracks a two-bagger, and the Raiders have the first man up on here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Their first hit and the hardest hit ball we've seen all day out of the two games we've done, Jack. And now, still think the bunt might be a possibility here. They got the first baseman in. Wouldn't be shocked if it is.
Here's the pitch to Grishup. Ooh, it almost nicked him. Way inside for a ball. 1-0 on Grishup.
So you play that. You're playing that bunt here. The Sycamore, you got to be able to get there if you're the second baseman. That second baseman's playing shaded over. You know, if you're Mike Grishup, if you get the green light to hit, that ball right up the middle easily scores them just as much, you know, as anything else, or can move them.
Outfield deep and around to the left. Ooh, Bish heaves a wild one. That ball sailed through the left-hand batter's box, nowhere near the plate. And now Rushi has a second run, parked at third, 90 feet away. And it's 2-0 on Grishup, 1-0 lead Raiders. And what Grishup wants to do now is just lift a fly ball.
Yeah, and Bish has had some lacks of concentration right there. He's got to throw into that bunt. He's frustrated because he gave up his first hit. He's pitching well, but there has been times where Bish has had lapses of concentration at the worst time. And has allowed Rushi, which has one hit, to be on the doorstep of taking over 2-0 here.
Unverfurth, short lead at third. Pitch to Grishup. Oh, that one is in the left-hand batter's box again. Great save by the catcher, Frankert. Wow.
And I think if you're Coach Hawkins, you got to get a mound visit coming up here soon, too.
That looked like a real bad pitch out. It wasn't. But Bish's control is off. He's a bit weary. Here comes Zach Hawkins to the mound. Coach for Mohawk. 3 balls, no strikes, 3-0 in Grishup. Rushi's got a runner at third. No one out, bottom of the fourth. Raiders lead 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Sycamore Mohawk pushes the panic button a little bit. The 1A pitcher on this staff, maybe the 1B, but he is right there with Bish. Hunter Haynes, the shortstop, is on in relief. He and Bish swap positions. Bish to short. Haynes now has a runner on third. He throws a strike, 3-1. 3-1 on the Rushi batter, who cuts and misses strike two. 3-2 and Micah Griesup. Runner at third for the Raiders. No one out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Rushi leads 1-0. Bish, the starter, ERA of .7 on the year, is now at shortstop. There's high ball four. Griesup aboard. And Rushi's got runners on the corners with nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth, leading 1-0. And Zeb Borchers hits.
Yeah, a lot you can do here. If you're going to squeeze, it could probably be more of a safety squeeze from a first and third situation. Infield's still drawn in for Mohawk. But again, the lack of concentration by Caden Bish is kind of what got him in this situation here, Jack. And, you know, Rushi, you just need some good solid contact. Get the run in. That should be the goal of Zeb Borchers here. You get that two-run lead, you're feeling pretty good if you're a Rushi fan.
Haynes to Borchers. Foul bunt attempt behind home. And it's a strike on Zeb.
Yeah, trying to safety there because Umferth was there to read it. And they tried to push it up that first base side. Umferth wasn't fully committing to coming home. Just took about a quarter of the step of the way there. Read that it was a foul ball and we'll reset.
Infield is in at second and third. Medium depth at short. Another bunt attempt. Foul off to the right. Nothing and two on Borchers.
Same thing here. Try to get that runner to second. You know, keep that guy at third. You know, if he doesn't like it, he could stay there. And a risky situation now for Coach Popo, but now your batter's in an 0-2 situation. You need to just put this ball in play.
Haynes wants the strikeout pitch, but instead he hangs a curve, and Borchers hits a frozen rope. Line drive single to left field. Run scores. Runners at first and second. Rushi in the lead, 2-0, as Haynes came in with the breaking ball, and Borchers picked on it, and he barreled that one up.
Well, you say risky situation there because you get yourself in an 0-2 hole, but what a play there by Zeb Borchers, a senior. You know, he was playing in some positions like shortstop that he really hadn't played much until this year. Big hit there. That's huge to come up after not getting that bunt down. That's coming through for your team. That's being a senior.
Here is Benjamin York. Bunt still in order. First and third baseman charging. It's up the third baseline. And at about the 75-foot mark, it rolls foul.
And Coach Flippo, he will keep bunting until they stop it, which unsuccessful there, but you still got no outs. You know, you bunt that. York runs pretty well. You know, you get the runners in second and third with an out, and then you get a chance to really maybe bust this game open and create some real separation here.
Yeah, key here is try somehow, some way to make the third baseman have to field the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Your pitcher's covering the left side here. The third baseman's going to stay tight to the bag, so the pitcher's really got to get it unless that ball's bunted hard.
Yep. Here is the one-strike pitch to York. And I don't think he offered. He took it low and in. It's a ball of strike one and one.
That's the hard thing about that bunt coverage, because that pitcher's really got to get there. That third baseman can only get that ball if it's bunted right at him.
Here is the situation again. Rushi's got a run in. Raiders lead 2-0. Bottom of the fourth. A ball, a strike. 1-1 on York. Two aboard. Here's the pitch by Haynes. And there's a pop fly, bunted, foul to the left into the Mohawk dugout. Count 1-2.
See if York can come through just like Borchers did there a second ago. And flying that ball to the left field, or maybe to the corner, and try to get another run in for Rushi.
First baseman Klaus remains up for Mohawk. He's in the grass at first. Third baseman is in front of the bag, a step or two. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch to York. Way outside, change up, not even close. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
Not a bad waste pitch there.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Mohawk saw York's at bats against Tri-County North.
Yeah.
He is a feared hitter right now because he singled, doubled, and tripled last Thursday. York with a three-quarter swing lifts a pop fly to short left. Left fielder for Mohawk coming on, calling for it, catching is Levi Thiel. And there is one down for Rushi here in the fourth. Boy, you don't want to leave that third run out there at second. First and second for Rushi, now two away. York fly ball to left. Here is Grant Bergman. Bunt could still be in order.
Could. You got your nine guy coming up in Quinn Hoang. And if not, maybe then you bump to the top of the order in Braylon Cardonier. So you're really going to have to trust your freshman in this situation.
Outfield a little deeper than I would expect for Bergman, right fielder. Plenty deep. Curveball by Haynes. Oh, that's superb.
Great pitch.
Yep, that dynamite bite, and he broke it right over the heart. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Bergman for Rushi, which is on top, 2-0, bottom of the fourth. One away. Runners occupying first and second. Haynes wheels and deals. Good high fastball. Bergman couldn't catch up to it. Strike two. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on Bergman for Rushi. Bottom of the fourth inning. Cordonier in the dugout a good while here now as he ripped right through four innings. Strikeout swinging. That's what Haynes, the Mohawk pitcher, needed, and he got it. Here's Quinn Hoang.
Now batting the second baseman, number 12, Quinn Hoang.
Runners at first and second for Rushi with two away here in the bottom of the fourth. A run home. The lead, 2-0 Raiders.
A big situation for Quinn Hoang here. You got Braylon Cardonier on deck. You want to get this guy up with you know, runners in scoring position here. Just drawing a walk of long extended at-bats. All Quinn Hoang needs to do here to try to get your stud up in a big situation with two outs.
Hoang fouls to the screen. He dribbled out to the shortstop in his at-bat in the previous inning. He's 0-for-1, hitting from the left side. Foul ball back, nothing and one on Hoang. Two away, Raiders. Pitch to the plate, breaking ball, back door, outside corner on the left-hand batter, Hoang. It's a strike. That was a stellar offering from the pitcher, Haynes of Mohawk, and it's nothing and two. Let's see if he goes with a put-away fastball. He winds, fires. It was up in the zone, or above the zone. Hoang didn't chase.
Yeah, sweet chin music right there, as they call that. Trying to get him maybe off the plate, trying to put some nerves in the freshman.
A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Hoang. Bottom of the fourth. Run in. Rushi up a pair. Haynes looks at his runners. Hoang lifts it into short right field. Second baseman out, right fielder in. Second baseman Patrizzi, he's got it for the out. Raiders leave him at first and second with none out. Three straight outs, fourth inning over. Rushi does get one. We go to the fifth, Raiders 2, Mohawk nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangeman-fh.com. Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It is 6-7-8 in the order for Mohawk. First hitter, top of the fifth, is Andon Klaus, sophomore first baseman. He's down 0-2. Cordonier is on a roll. Good high heater. Oh, that was jet-like velocity up in the zone, and Klaus, the batter, could not catch up. He is out on strikes.
You need to get worried if that long of a layoff when you're cruising the way Cordonier does. Is it going to affect you, especially with it being a little hotter than it's been all year? Nope, he gets to work. 1-2-3 quickly there, and there's a nice pitch, and he got the batter, Bish, swinging around there.
Yep, so Klaus is out on strikes, and here is Bish, who cuts at a low outside slider or curve. He missed it, and then there is Gass. Woo! Right down the middle, swing and a miss, strike two.
It's moving quick.
Cordonier is whipping the heaters home, winding, firing. That one's in the dirt, a ball, two strikes, 1-2. Schulte up at third. Zeb Borchers deep at short. Outfield straight away for Caleb Bish. He started the game on the mound. That one's low and away. Ball two, strike two, 2-2.
And you see how quick Cordonier gets that ball back. I'm surprised any Mohawk hitters have not called any time yet to try to, you know, get Cordonier, try to throw him off a little bit. They've got one hit and it's that weak infield dribbler. You know, try to throw him off balance, you know, and make him come at you a little more.
2-2 offering is sprayed foul, shot to the right. Still 2-2 on Bish, the batter for Mohawk. Two runs, two hits, Rushi. No runs, a hit, an error for Mohawk as Cordonier makes the 2-2 offering well off the plate, and now he's gone full.
Yeah.
Big batter. Caleb Bish at the plate, one down, 3-2 count. Cordonier wheels and deals, foul to the screen as Bish hangs tough. 3-2 pitch was a fastball, and you can bet that's what Cordonier will throw again right here.
Yeah, he probably will, considering how this at-bats went. Probably maybe just tries to locate it more on the outside corner I would say, in this situation where he's been hitting that corner pretty well against righties so far here in this ball game.
Raiders, two big hits in the fourth, double Unverfurth, single Borchers. There's a ball pasted hard between the shortstop and second baseman. Zeb Borchers ranged towards short center field, couldn't get a glove on it. Base knock up the middle.
Yeah.
A single ripped by Bish.
And Bish had the ability to sit on that because we both talked about it just there a second ago. It's a probably fastball. It was easy. I mean, that 3-2 situation, he sat on it, took it right up the middle. Great piece of hitting there by Caleb Bish.
Here is Elias Magionis, senior right fielder. Runner at first, tying run at the plate for Sycamore Mohawk. 2-0 lead, Rushi. Top of the fifth inning. Can't imagine Bish at first would be stealing. Unverfurth has thrown one man out at second, fouled out of play to the right. No balls, a strike on Magionis.
Yeah, big pitcher Cardonier to get ahead here. Kind of come with a handful of fastballs in a row. See him working that off speed a little more here, deeper in this count.
Hazier skies right now. Thin cloud cover moving in from the southwest over Cedarville University Yellow Jacket Field. Cut on and not connecting is the hitter who's down two strikes. Magionis couldn't find the curveball that snapped away from him. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Cordonier's got a pitch or two to play with here. 0-2 offering. Strike three outside corner,
nice
two-seamer. Oh, boy.
That's pretty.
That was a steam ball, and Magionis knew it.
It's good because it said, hey, you got to work more to that off speed, and I think that's what they were expecting there, and he burned a fastball on the outside corner. That little two-seamer that runs away from you as a right-handed batter. It was a perfect time to do it. Caught me off guard, caught the batter off guard. Big strikeout there.
Runner at first for Sycamore Mohawk, two down, top of the fifth. Here's the pitch to the new hitter, Levi Thiel. He had the slowly hit ground ball, infield hit to short, past Cordonier, back in the third. Here, he slugs a ground ball to the end of the Mohawk dugout. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Thiel. Cordonier looks at first, looks again. Hesitation, pitch, outside, a ball, a strike, one and one. Schulte even with the bag at third. York in right field is up snug on the nine-hitter for Mohawk. Second and shortstop for Rushi guarding the middle of the diamond. Pitch to Thiel. Inside fastball, throw Unverfurth to second. Offline, runner steals. Pitch was, I think, a ball off the corner, 2-1 the count. Bish in scoring position at second. 2-1 on Thiel, two down for Mohawk. Here at the top of the fifth inning, Rushi leads 2-0.
Yeah, just trying to get someone in scoring position. You hope that your nine guy can maybe poke or something or get on base. They flip the lineup over for the top of the order to do something with two outs.
Cedarville beat Fayetteville Perry 7-1 in game one. Cardonier's high heater, swung on by Thiel. He misses. Strike two. I tell you what, we've seen five or six hurls to the plate by Cardonier in this game.
Yeah.
They have certainly busted 85, 86 mph. He's got the heater working. 2-2 pitch to Thiel. Unverfurth hangs the sign. Cardonier looks in for a long time. Unverfurth to the mound. As we reported earlier, Minster victorious over New Regal, 9-8. Miller City playing Montpelier right now up at Bowling Green. Last night at Oberlin, Warren JFK a winner, Tiffin Calvert a winner. They meet tomorrow at Oberlin. Batter out of the box, Unverfurth, who had been on the mound, now behind home. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Thiel. Runner at second for Mohawk. Two down, fifth inning. Cordonier looks at second. Here he comes to Thiel. Swing and a miss. Oh, a good, hard breaking ball down. Looked like a cutter, maybe a two-seamer. And Thiel could not catch up. He swung over the top. Inning over. Bottom of the fifth upcoming. Raiders 2, Mohawk nothing. On Scores, broadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
It is the bottom of the fifth inning. Here come the Raiders. A ball, a strike on the first hitter of this frame. It is Braylon Cordonnier. Swings from the left side. Quinn Hoying made the last out to close out the fourth inning for Rushi when the Raiders tallied one. And now Cordonnier is hobbled by a foul ball off a lower limb, maybe the shoe top. Oh, my goodness.
I think he's fine. It's just Coach Flippo trying to buy some time for his guy and trying to buy him some time. Hopefully, if you're Coach Flippo, he could rip another one in the gap and you can get something started here. Again, you don't want to go for one run. You hope for the big inning. But with the way Braylon Cordonnier's pitching, you know, just adding one more, it's just death by a thousand cuts right now.
A ball, two strikes, one and two in Braylon, who fouled the last pitch off the shoe top. Haynes throws upstairs. It is ball two, strike two. Appeal at third. Third base umpire says, nope, he didn't go.
No.
Two balls, two strikes, two and two on Cordon. Your first batter, Rushi. Bottom of the fifth, Raiders two, Mohawk nothing. Cordon swings and hits it off the knuckles back to the mound. Haynes, like a cat, pounces on it, throws to first out. Cordon retired, and now he can get back to the dugout and heal up that foot. Cordon out, roller to the mound. Here is Vince Borchers. That play went 1-3. Cordonnier's been out three unassisted. Then the pitcher to the first baseman and a walk back in the third. Here's the pitch to Vince Borchers by Haynes. Off the plate outside, ball one. Bottom of the fifth, 2-0 Rushi. Two runs, two hits, no errors, Raiders. No runs, two hits, an error for Mohawk. Delivery by Haynes. Borchers fouls it high in the air, over our heads, out of play, a ball, a strike, 1-1, 2-0 lead, Raiders. And Cordonnier will have to go through the top six in the order for Mohawk in the last two innings. Big bender, breaking ball, stayed high. The pitcher, Haynes, wanted the call, didn't get it.
Yeah, it was look good. It's close.
Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Pitch to Vince. Change up, down, cut on, nothing doing. No. 2-2. Whew, that was a stellar delivery.
Great changeup, like you said. Yeah. Center cut right in the plate. Just, like I say, drops off the table a little bit.
Haynes again in the dirt. It's full. Tell you what, if Rushi gets Vince Borchers on, he is running.
Yep, and I wouldn't be surprised, too, with the amount of times Raiders have shown bunt, a fake bunt steal, even something like that, too.
Haynes to Borchers. See you later. Yeah. The batter, Vince Borchers, buckled. He was frozen. A big bender, curveball, snapped in and over, strike three called.
Yep, great pitch right there, and just froze him in his tracks.
Here is Zeb Schultze. Clearly a little better control for Haynes. He, like the starting pitcher Bish, have shared the one and two spots all year for Mohawk. Here today, Haynes a bit sharper with the control, but damage done as Rushi got a couple off Bish. Here's a ground ball deep short off the bat of Schultze. Shortstop fields.
Oh.
Long, long throw across the diamond. Out by a quarter of a step. Good call by the first base umpire. Fine play.
Yeah.
Shortstop. Well done by Bish for Mohawk. He went deep in the hole to get the grounder. Chopped off the bat of Schultze. Out at first base by a whisker. Sixth inning upcoming. It is 2-0. Rushi Raiders in the lead over the opponent Sycamore Mohawk on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Oh, we welcome you right back to Cedarville U. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, top of the sixth inning. Here comes Mohawk with the top of the order. Rushi hangs on to a precarious 2-0 lead. Thanks so much to Schaefer Market. It's your new community go-to store in Fort Loramie. It's gone local. We've found out from you, the customer, what products you want, and we've delivered Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winner's Meats and more, Hot Daily Lunches, the Market Deli Sub Shop, fresh-to-order subs, salads, wraps, and you like our new station with piping hot coffee, plus a great selection of soft drinks, too. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, at Schaefer Market, locally owned and operated. It's in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. And don't forget about the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program. First hitter here for Sycamore Mohawk in the top of the sixth. Leadoff batter Owen Patrizzi hits one off the label of the bat in the air to Zeb Borchers. Easy peasy. He catches head high, one away. And Cordonier and the Raiders are five outs away from knocking off Mohawk in this regional semifinal. Hunter Haynes steps in, first pitch upstairs, ball one. Winding pitching, Cordonier. Fastball away, and it's 2-0. And don't forget about the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the gas pumps there at the Schaefer Market. A penny from every gallon sold at the market in a month is donated to a special local service organization. That's the Gallon Give Back Program at the gas pumps at the Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. 3-0 count on this hitter for Sycamore Mohawk, who walks on four pitches. Hunter Haynes looks at ball three, ball four, and now Mohawk brings the tying run to the plate. It is Ben Bogner who has struck out twice.
Might be a situation where they try to go again. You never know. Bogner is K twice tonight.
Bogner, outstanding hitter. He's a threat to hit it deep. He's the tying run runner at first, Hunter Haynes, good speed. Pitch to Bogner. Ground ball toward third, foul. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Runner at first for Mohawk, one down, top of the sixth. Key hitter in the order right here. If Cordonier can get through the sixth unscathed, he'll start to work on the back half of the lineup in the seventh. Runner back, throw to first. Nothing in one on Bogner. Cordonier's gotten him out on shoulder and letter-high heat in the first two at-bats. Cordonier coming plateward. Bogner takes it. Is
he called time there?
Oh, he called time. No pitch.
Yeah, great. I mentioned Mohawk doing something like that the past few innings. They finally did it. Good time because that was a nice pitch right down the middle.
So the count, no balls, a strike. No pitch on the last one as Bogner had stepped out after a pretty long delay on the bump by Cordonier. Runner at first, one gone. Pitch to Bogner, down, outside, and it's a ball, a strike, one and one. Very crucial hitter in this game. Wheels turning for both teams. Cordonier banged a foul off his foot in his last at-bat, last inning. Pitches, it's below the knees, and it's ball two, two and one. Situation getting a little dicier for Cordonier and the Raiders. Braylon behind in the count. Middle of the infield, double play depth. Hoying at second. Zeb Borchers at short. Cordonier winding. Pitches. Two-seamer down. Swinging. Missing is Bogner. Strike two.
That's the pitch Bogner wanted there. 2-1. Yep. He had a feeling he was going to come with the fastball. He's just too late on it.
Two balls, two strikes, two and two. Let's see what Unverfurth calls for here. He flashes a sign. Cordonier accepts it. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Looked like a breaking ball.
Nice pitch.
A little twist on a two-seamer, a cutter. Bogner, one of the leading hitters for Mohawk, has struck out three times. Cordonier has had his number.
Yeah, three strikeouts for him tonight.
Caden Bish, a strikeout, a ground ball to third. Two away. Mohawk down to four outs, trailing 2-0. There's a pool cue foul off the end of the bat toward the Rushi dugout alongside first. And the count, no balls, a strike, nothing and one on Caden Bish of Mohawk. Two down, Mohawk, top of the sixth inning. Raiders lead 2-0. Got a milky overcast at the moment. Some hazy blue sky visible, clouding up to the southwest. Chance of thunder showers well in the evening. Rain chance tomorrow picks up. Here is Cordonier, nothing in one on the batter, Caden Bish. Ground ball left side of the diamond, Schulte in the hole. He gobbles it up, long throw.
Oh,
look out, he got him! He got him! Oh, what a play! Schulte in the hole. The 5-6 gap. Schulte deep at short. Backhanded that ball. Threw it on the money to Parker Lloyd. He made a dynamite stretch. And the batter runner is nipped at first base. Caden Bish out by a quarter of a step.
That's the same play that Mohawk shortstop made last inning. They're a great play by Borchers to throw that across the diamond.
That one might have been better.
Might have.
Better than the one the Mohawk shortstop made. Zeb Borchers at his best right there. That ball was ticketed for left field as Bish smacked it on the ground. Borchers in the hole. Backhand stop. Deep short. Gun down. Bish at first. Inning over. Bottom of the sixth upcoming for Rushi. Raiders 2 and Mohawk nothing. So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, adult children, styling for 40 years now at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. We will style, you will smile at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Handicapped accessible 40-year styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Thanks so much to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. It's the home to a company that serves Ohio, parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in big demand. We will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. We sharpen tools, recoat, offer special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Contact us online, O'ReillyMTS.com, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, here we go, bottom of the sixth. Rushi is hitting. Two runs, two hits, Raiders, no errors. No runs, two hits, an error for Mohawk. The count, a ball, a strike on the new batter for the Raiders starting the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Cooper Unverfurth. Haynes throws, and the ball is pushed foul to the right. It's one and two. The ball, two strikes, one and two, and Cooper, who's officially one for one, hit by a pitch, and a big double. He cranked the left to start the fourth inning. Boy, he pummeled that one to deep left, 375 from home plate. Up and in under the chin, two balls, two strikes, two and two. Rushi leads 2-0, bottom of the sixth. If the Raiders hang on, Cedarville, the opponent, in the regional championship tomorrow. That game may start as early as 2 and not 5. Ball 3, low and away, 3 and 2 on Cooper. Here is Haynes, winding, delivering. Slow curveball, not close. Ball 4. Unverfurth aboard. Bunting situation, Mike Agresa.
See him attempt it twice before. Again, that situation comes up again. If you're Coach Kevin Flippo, you know it's the sixth inning now. You're in the heart of the order. You like your situation, but, man, if you get one more, you know, you get one more run, that's going to be nice. We got a pinch runner in for Rushi in this situation.
Pinch runner for the Raiders as we take a look at the Rushi roster.
I'm trying to make out who that is from my perspective.
No one out for Rushi.
It's Eli Borchers.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Eli Borcher steps on the diamond. He's down at first. As I detect a little bit of buzz in our headset. Don't know where that came from. I'll just yank out the computer plug, see if that takes care of it. It may not. Here's a bunt in front of the plate. Catcher's on it for Mohawk. Throw to first out. Well done. Sack bunt. It is Greasy on the sack. Runner at second. Here's Zeb Borchers.
So Greasy up his three at-bats. He's sacked. He's walked. And he's sacked again. So really, Micah Greasy up kind of limited opportunities. Now Zeb Borchers up, but the chance to bring his brother home, who's in scoring position. And Zeb had a big hit earlier. That was probably the biggest play of the game, to be honest. The biggest at-bat with that 0-2 count and him cranking that ball in. And,
ooh, he's hit. Yeah. Borchers is hit on the left shoulder. So Zeb's aboard. Runners at first and second for the Raiders. Believe it or not, five hit batsmen in this game. Five of them. Three Raiders have been hit. Verdiner hit two Warriors back in the second. One down, Rushi. Aiming for an add-on insurance run here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's Benjamin York from the left side against Hunter Haynes, right-hand pitcher, Mohawk. There's a foul fly to left down the line, and it gets out of play barely.
Like the concept, attack the first pitch, fastball. It's the best pitch York's probably going to see. Just rolls foul.
And we'd like to thank A&M Pallet in Rushi on Rangeline Road. One big customer way back in 1986 today. 4 decades later, 200 businesses across Ohio, 60 less than 75 miles from Rushi. Do business with A&M Pallet in Rushi. Here's the one-strike pitch to Benjamin York. Squares to bunt, looks it over, and it's way outside. Ball one, strike one. Situation is this, bottom of the sixth. Rushi 2, Mohawk nothing. Two runners aboard, one out Raiders, who are trying to stretch the lead to 3. Zip Haynes looks at his base runners. First baseman charging. York takes it way high. Here's a throw down to second and one bounce. No chance to get the Rushi runner. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1 on York. A&M Pallet, located on Rangeline Road in Rushi, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, and thrive in West Central Ohio. If you're looking for work, A&M's got entry-level spots available on shift number one. York bunts foul to third, and it's 2-2.
Raiders have struggled to get that bunt down ever since they got the initial one down. Really haven't got really any crisp ones here so far.
A&M Pallet with entry-level positions available on the first shift, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093. Haynes to York. Ball is hit hard in the hole between third and short. Shortstop makes a great backhand play. It's Bish. No throw anywhere. All hands are safe. Bases full. Infield single, York. He cracked the ball hard between third and short. Shortstop saved a run. Kept it from going into left. Bases full for the Raiders. One down. Bottom of the sixth. The scheduled hitter is Grant Bergman.
We got Michael Voisard going to come up to the plate. Bergman struck out twice. I think Kevin Flippa trying to put the bat in a more veteran presence here. But the play by Bish there, that's fine. Run don't score. That's the biggest thing. You know, your biggest thing is to hold ship right here, keep it a 2-0 ball game, give your team a chance in the seventh inning. He makes that play just to keep it there. He throws that ball to second, it goes wide. Really didn't have a shot to get Borchers. That's fine. You know, hopefully you can get a week out here. And Voisard from up here with a huge spot to try to bust this game open for Rushi.
Voisard, a left-hand hitting junior, infield way in. Unless he hits it on the ground right at somebody, it's going to be a base hit. Here's the pitch to Voisard, way inside, below the knees, off the corner, 1-0. 2-0 Rushi, bottom of the sixth. 2 runs, 3 hits, Raiders. No runs, 2 hits, an error, Mohawk. Haynes has the bases full. Outfield up is going to try and catch the shallow single. Oh, here's a squeeze bunt up the first baseline. Pitcher's got it. Nobody covers first. A run in. Base is still full. Raiders up the lead 3-0.
And I guarantee you, when he subbed him in, and they talked, and I said, hey, we're going to squeeze on second pitch. And they do well, and you know that risk with the bases loaded is that becomes a force out at the plate. You don't want to force a tag. And I wasn't sure. Now, here's the thing. Michael Voisard, I think, usually bats on the right-handed side, if I'm not mistaken. He's probably batting from that left-handed side to kind of do more of a drag bunt like softball. That way he could guide that bunt up the first base line. Great, great move there by Coach Kevin Flippo. And kind of using softball strategy there to get home a huge run.
Well, the Raiders have now scored single tallies in the second, fourth, and sixth, and lead 3-0. Here's a line drive, belted right back up the middle, into center field. Base hit, Quinn Hoying, the freshman second baseman, delivers. 1 run in, 2 runs in. 5-0 Raiders. Bases full, single by Hoying. He put a charge into that pitch from Haynes, and here comes Coach Hawkins to the mound as Rushi has strengthened the advantage, expanding the lead to 5-0. 5 runs, 5 hits, Rushi. No runs, 2 hits, Mohawk. Mohawk down to 3 outs in the seventh, and here comes second-year head coach Zach Hawkins chatting with the pitcher on the bump and the rest of his team Rushi getting some clutch hitting here today, mixing in some small ball, and the hurling on the bump for Mohawk, not as sharp as it has been all season long. The Rushi batters have had something to do with that. Raiders have executed at the plate in critical situations, that is for sure. Thanks so much to Fox Supply in Minster, a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes, working closely with more than 60 schools. Through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster for 50 years, one of the many organizations helping make West Central Ohio a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and to raise families. Another pitcher, the third, is on the bump here for Mohawk. New pitcher for Mohawk. We'll take a break. Rushi leads at 5-0. One down, Rushi. Runner aboard, bottom of the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Rushi has broken this game open. Three runs here in the sixth. 5-0 Raiders, two on. Braylon Cordonier are hitting, and he looks at a ball low and away. Elias Magionis on the mound for Mohawk. He's the right fielder, left-hander on the bump against left-hander Braylon Cordonier. Checking the runners is Magionis. Breaking pitch. Cordonier looks at it in the dirt outside. 3-1. Maybe I'm, there we go, the scoreboard registers three balls and a strike, 3-1 on Braylon.
Cordonier, no hit yet, so this has shown that the Rushi offense has come up today for the blue and gold, and Cordonier can really bust it open with a huge hit here.
Here's the windup, the pitch, outside corner with a slider, and it's 3-2. One away for the Raiders, three runs in, two on. We are in the bottom of the sixth, 5-0 Rushi. How about that single by freshman Quinn Hoying? Oh, was that a big hit to break
huge
this baby wide open in the sixth inning. There's a fastball up and in. Cordonier looks at it. Ball four. Bases full. One out. Here is Vince Borchers. And what the Raiders need here is just a fly ball to the outfield to tally run number six. Pinch runner Cordonier heads to the bench.
You want him to rest up, and I think it's Caleb Unverfirth.
We've got Caleb Unverfirth pitch running, is that correct?
Yep. I think they want to get Cordonier rested up, get some water in him, and then he come out and get those last three outs. It's pretty typical strategy whenever you're got your offense out there and you've got a guy who's been pitching all day. It's been a little hotter out, not too terrible, obviously, but you just want him to get rested up, and you want him to be ready to go.
Change up, Magionis fouled off the tip into the bat, but Borchers, no balls, a strike, nothing and one on Vince. Five runs, five hits, Rushi, no runs, two hits, an error for Mohawk. Bases full, bottom of the sixth inning. Magionis to Borchers in the dirt, low and in. It's a ball, a strike, one and one. What a hit, but Quinn Hoying. Big single, bases full, drove in two. And tell you what, at the close of this game, maybe Quinn Hoying is also a young man we might want to talk to should the Raiders hang on and win. Infield drawn in. Borchers bounces it right through the box between the second baseman and the bag. It's a single to center. And the runner on first skips around second to third. Throw comes that direction safe. Borchers peels around first. He winds up at second. Two more are in, and who would have thought this game has gotten away from Mohawk. 7-0 lead Raiders as the run scoring singles, or I should say the two run scoring singles, continue here in the sixth inning. A couple of them, one by Hoying and one by Vince Borchers.
You got a draw in an infield there. That helped out a lot, too, for Vince, just to sneak that ball through the way he approached it.
Yep.
Now Rushi's got a run rule run up there. Now it could end this game, potentially. There's only one out. This reminds me eerily of their 2022 state title game where they had a tight lead. And then the sixth inning, the bottom of six, they exploded for seven runs before winning 10-4 in that state championship in 2022.
Yep, against Lincoln Butte.
Yeah.
And the pitcher Price just couldn't throw the strikes that he had all year long. Rushi waited him out. Price had won, 24 games?
Mm-hmm. 24.
Over a 2 to 3 year span, and he finally lost his first one against Rushi.
State title game, yep. Remember that like it was yesterday.
A ball, two strikes, one and two on the batter for Rushi, Zeb Schultze. To aboard, big inning, five home, strikeout, Schultze whiffs, he's gone, and here is Cooper Unverfirth coming to the plate, a walk, a double, hit the pitch, officially Unverfirth 1-for-1, 7-0 Raiders, Rushi now with 7 runs, 6 hits, according to the scoreboard, if I'm reading it correctly.
It would be correct.
No runs, a couple hits, an error for Mohawk. There's a pitch above the letters. Ball one on Unverfirth.
The Raiders have batted around now.
Yep. So
Unverfirth started this sixth inning here.
No way we could have dreamed back in the third or fourth inning. This would be a 7-0 blowout in the bottom of the sixth. Unverfirth looks at it. Ball two, 2-0. 3 pitchers for Mohawk. Here in the sixth inning, the Warriors came in, one of the top two or three teams in the state in Division 7 baseball. But Rushi kept grinding away, executing small ball. Here in the sixth inning, getting timely one-out, two-run singles from Hoying and Borchers. Here's the 2-1 pitch, spanked hard up the middle between the shortstop and the second base bag. A run is in, another run home. Would you believe 9-0? Holy smoke, 7 runs in the sixth inning for Rushi. Raiders lead it 9-0. Zeb Schultze just ripped a 2-run single. 3 2-run singles in the inning.
And Cooper Unverfirth with a big hit there, and I mean,
I said Zeb Schulte.
Yeah, you're good. Well, we talked about, you know, 1-2 runs might be good enough to win this ball game. Well, how about 9? You give yourself 9. I don't think any team in the area is going to beat Braylon Cardagna on the hill. When you give 9 runs, it's huge for the Raiders. They're executing when you have to, execute the clutch moments. That's where the experience comes in. Okay, you talk about the experience of Sycamore Mohawk coming into this game. That's the Raider experience right there, being to 3 straight state tournaments.
So, here in this inning, it was Schulte who struck out, not Schulte who got the last hit, my faux pas. It was Cooper Unverfirth who smacked the single to center, 2 for 2 officially. 2-run singles in this inning by Vince Borchers, Quinn Hoying, and Cooper Unverfirth. And now the new hitter, Cooper, hit by a pitch, or I should say Micah Griesep, hit by a pitch. And there are 2 on, 9-zip lead. If the runner on second advances home, this game's over.
Yeah, you're right. And Micah, what a day for him. A couple sacks, a walk, and a hit by pitch. Have a fun day at the plate there.
Yeah, and Micah Griesep has been very productive, effective. He has executed. He has not had an official at bat. Mm-hmm. My, oh, my. This is Zeb Borchers at the plate. He's ahead of the count, 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0, bottom of the 6th. Pitch to Zeb, low and in, and it's 3-0. Rushi, one more run away from ending this game prematurely. Who would have thought an hour ago we'd be on the brink of a 10-run mercy rule in the bottom of the 6th inning? 9-zip Raiders, pitch is low and in, ball 4. Runners move up, they're loaded. And here is Benjamin York.
Now batting the right fielder, number 8. Now a real shot to end this. You know, I'm sure York is going to be swinging over the fences here, knowing him.
Post-game, we're going to search for Braylon Cardagna.
Yep.
And how about Quinn Hoying?
Yeah.
Give the freshman
a little
notoriety. Here's the windup pitch on the way to York. Outside corner strike. Left-hander Magionis caught the edge. Sycamore Mohawk, 22-6 coming in. It's a club that have been red hot. Won easily in the district championship, 9-1 over Greenwich South Central. Just pummeled the ball on Saturday. York skies it to short right. Second baseman out, right fielder in. First baseman back. Second baseman calls. He's got it. Owen Patrizzi catches, inning over. But a 7-run 6th for Rushi. How about that? 9-0 Raiders as we go to the 9th here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the freshest big boy slider. First pitch. Here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big Boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Now get a free slider when you buy the unlimited soup and salad bar at the entree price. It's the perfect meal.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
And welcome back to Cedarville University. Mohawk bats, top of the seventh, Rushi 9, Mohawk nothing. And it is Bish at the plate for Mohawk. Caden Bish batting in the top of the seventh inning. Cordonier is at 1-1 on the count. The offering is a pitch down the middle, about knee-high, and swinging over the top is Bish. I don't know if that's a change. It looks kind of like some kind of a...
Yeah, like a split finger maybe.
Uh-huh. It dives down as it approaches the plate, and I don't think it's the velocity of his fastball. We've got to talk to him about his arsenal.
Yeah, exactly.
Without revealing any secrets in the post.
I don't think he'll reveal too much to you, Jack. I think he's got it pretty well intact.
Yeah, he's gone 3-2 here on the first batter, Caden Bish, in the top of the seventh with Rushi on top, 9-0. Up and in, shoulder high, well off the plate. He walked him. Here is Lance Frankert, the catcher, who moved to first base.
That was actually Lance.
I'm sorry, that was Frankert. I'm off in my scorebook. Here is Handon Klaus, the first baseman. Frankert aboard for Sycamore Mohawk. Foul to the screen off the bat of Klaus. Base on balls delivered there to Frankert. First man up in the top of the seventh inning for Mohawk. Klaus has been hit by a pitch. He struck out. Fastball upstairs, and the count is a ball, a strike. Well, Cordonier struck out the side in the fifth. He K'd two in the sixth. He K'd two in the fourth. That's a total of seven strikeouts. One in the third. That's eight. Two in the first. He's got 10 Ks.
Yeah, and he's got to settle down here a bit, falling behind 2-1 here. He's got to trust himself. Just getting out. It's the hardest one to get to the first out, it always seems like, in situations like this where you're closing things out. If you get one out, it helps you relax a little bit.
Up 2-1, he missed the zone. 3-1, well out of the zone upstairs. Three balls, a strike. 3-1 on Klaus. Frankert at first. Mohawk trails 9-0. Steve Reich, outside corner, above the belt. Outside quarter of the plate. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Andon Klaus. Runner at first, no one out, Mohawk. Top of the seventh. Cordonier throws. High heater. Oh, that was gas. Velocity. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
And 11 of them now. We're about getting our free pizza if we're at the Reds game.
Need another strikeout to get the large pizza with extra toppings.
With extra toppings. They must like you extra.
Here is Bish to the plate. Caleb Bish. Swing and a miss. Strike one. So what do we have in the way of strikeouts for Cordonier? 11?
11. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'll go through and I'll recount them here.
Here is the look at first base by Braylon. Pitch on the way to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike two. I tell you what, Bish and the Mohawk hitters have not solved Cordonier one bit. Braylon's gotten tougher on the bump as this game has proceeded. Swing and a miss, high and tight. Strikeout number 12, Bish down on strikes. Here's Elias Magionis. Two away for Mohawk in the seventh.
Elias Magionis.
In this game, just two hits for Mohawk. A couple of singles for Mohawk. A base hit by Caleb Bish, who just struck out. He got a single back in the fifth. Teal got the tainted dribbler to short. Infield single back in the third. That's all. The count, no balls, a strike, nothing and one. And Magionis, there's a slider, maybe a curve, one of the two. Outside corner, no. A ball, a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Cedarville waiting in the wings for Rushi tomorrow. Fastball, good one. Inside corner at the knees, 1-2. We have anything official on game time for tomorrow? Not yet. Need approval from coaches. Rushi and Cedarville. Here is the one ball, two strike pitch. Cordonier throws low and in. Ball two, strike two. Two out. Mohawk down to their last pitch, perhaps. Top of the seventh. 9-0 in favor of Rushi, thanks in part to a 7-run sixth. Pitch is low and away. Gets away from Unverfirth. Runner advances.
Just kind of let him go there. And
three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Maggionis. I tell you what, Cordonier has held in check Patrizzi, Haynes, Bogner, Caden Bish, and Lance Frankert. Top four hitters, all hitting well over 300 to 450. They have been shut down by Cordonier, who strikes out Maggionis to end the game. That's it. Rushi victorious, 9-0, finishing off Mohawk here in the top of the seventh. Raiders win it, 9 runs, 7 hits, no runs, 2 hits, an error for Sycamore Mohawk, which concludes its season 22-7. Mohawk earned a first place tie, 12-2 in the Northern 10 Conference, but concludes tournament play here today in the regional semifinal, 22-7 record. Great campaign for Mohawk, which won the district Saturday, but ran into a buzzsaw today in the Rushi Raiders, who are victorious by a 9-0 count. We hope to talk to Braylon Cordonier and perhaps Rushi second baseman Quinn Hoing in several minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, a proud sponsor. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Four-generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Thanks so much to Superior Aluminum and Francis Schultze, both in Rushi, longtime underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We owe you folks so much gratitude, that is for sure. Our stars of this game, well, too many to mention for Rushi, for sure. Braylon Cordonier, we had him, I think, for a dozen strikeouts. He struck out the side in the fifth and seventh. He K'd two in the sixth. He struck out two more in the fifth. So over the last, struck out to two more in the fourth, three in the fifth, two in the sixth, got the side in the seventh. So after the in the last one, two, three, four innings, he struck out 10. He also got a K in the second, one in the third. That's 12, two more in the first. We've got him unofficially for 14 strikeouts. Braylon Cordonnier is one Clancy star of this game for sure. And how about the three young men for the Raiders who all cracked two-run singles in that seven-run sixth inning? Freshman Quinn Hoying, senior Vince Borchers, and also Cooper Unverfirth, who had a walk, a hit batsman, a double, a single in this game. Those three, Cooper Unverfirth, Vince Borchers, Quinn Hoying, had two-run singles for Rushi in the seven-run sixth inning. Our star of the game for the Sycamore Mohawk Warriors, I thought Hunter Haynes pitched pretty good in middle relief. He had to be used. He is a usual starter for this club. He pitched pretty well in relief for Sycamore Mohawk, which finishes 22-7. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Clancy's underwrites our stars of the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Oh, welcome back here to Cedarville University. I'm Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman. What a day for the Rushi Raiders who thump Sycamore Mohawk by a final score of 9-0. Raiders with a run in the second, run in the fourth, and 7 in the sixth to make it a decisive rout. 14 strikeouts for Braylon Cordonnier. He was amazing. He got better, stronger, more effective, threw harder as the game went on. He had 2 strikeouts in the fourth, 3 in the fifth, 2 in the sixth, 3 more in the seventh for Braylon Cordonnier. He had his pitches working, every single one of them. And I am joined by a Rushi Raider who had a good view of those strikeouts here in this game. Freshman second baseman Quinn Hoing, who was one of three Raiders who cracked two-run singles in that sixth inning. Quinn had a two-run single. Vince Borchers a two-run single. Cooper Unverfirth a two-run single. Quinn, I bet that felt mighty good. You, the ninth grader, the young stud on the team, the freshman, coming through to break the game open with a two-run hit in the bottom of the sixth. Buddy, way to go. What pitch did you hit?
I'm pretty sure it was a curveball. He threw me two curveballs. First one he got me on, but second one I was able to make the adjustment.
Now, talk about adjusting over the course of the season. I don't know how much you expected to play. You've played a whole bunch. Weather was really chilly to start the year. It's gotten warmer. You've gotten reps and reps and reps. Talk about the adjustments you've made at the plate. You're obviously seeing the ball much better now. You've gotten stronger. You're executing with that bat in your hand.
Well, I started the season on JV, and when I came up, I went from hitting three-hole on JV to nine on varsity. And so that takes a little bit of adjustment. Coach was talking about laying the bat back a little bit, just making sure that I could get the ball in play. So that was the biggest adjustment.
You've always been a left-handed batter?
Always? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have pretty good speed, so you can take advantage of your wheels, a shorter journey to first base, hitting from the left side. And you've been called on numerous times to move runners, lay down bunts. I'm certain that's a part of your game you work on, too.
Yeah.
What do you do between games, other than a practice session with the club? What are you working on individually?
I usually go up to the cage with my dad, and lately we've just been trying to hit the ball up the middle more, and that just kind of keeps everything going and feeling good. And that's the biggest part, is just feeling good.
You were looking at Cordonier's pitches from behind him, over his shoulder, so to speak. What did you see? What was working? There was a pitch that was diving down. I don't know if that was a changeup, a splitter, a two-seamer, but I saw a number of those. They didn't look like his heater. His heater was up in the zone, and they did not catch up to that the entire day. But there was a pitch he was fooling people on that was down around the thighs or knees. Give me your lowdown on Cordonier's stuff on the bump today.
His curveball looked like it was moving pretty good.
Okay.
And then his self-proclaimed best pitch is definitely his changeup. He liked that. So I was guessing that most of those ones that you saw were probably changeups.
Well, as we talk about Braylon and his stuff, guess who walks into the press box here at Cedarville U? It is Braylon Cordonier himself. Quinn, you have been upstaged, but thank you so much. Wow, a pleasure talking to our freshman player of the game, Quinn Hoing, one of three Raiders to crack two-run singles in that big seven-run sixth inning. Cooper, and Vince Borchers, big base hits, knocking in two runs. Way to go. And keep it rolling. Cedarville, the opponent tomorrow. What took place in the meeting down in right field after the game? What was the pep talk all about?
He was just saying that we played a pretty good game and made all the plays on defense that we had to and got some good hits, obviously, in the sixth inning. So
pretty good, but need very, very good tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, Quinn, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Way to go, buddy.
Thank you.
And he turns the headset over to Braylon Cordonier, and I've got to ask him about the changeup. Something from up here appeared to be diving down. Hitters were swinging over the top. Tell me what your arsenal was like. 14 strikeouts, that's two touchdowns, two extra points. Pitchers don't generate that many points on the gridiron too often. You did it today.
Yeah.
Your stuff was wicked.
Yeah, you know, even though Quinn said my curveball is working pretty good,
I beg to differ. I don't think it was – it wasn't near where it should have been or could have been. But – so in that case, I just kind of relied on that changeup, and it seemed to be working, so I just tried to stick with it.
So that's what it was.
Yeah.
Is that a circle change? What's your grip on that? Don't reveal any secrets now.
I'm not revealing it, but they should take all the pressure off your main fingers and just let it go.
And those fingers on the right hand are 100% healthy, doing the job for you on the changeup.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
It's good to have my finger back.
We're talking with Braylon Cordonier, who carved up Sycamore Mohawk today, 14 strikeouts. Before him, Quinn Hoying was our guest. He got a two-run single in the sixth. Raiders win 9-0. For you joining us late here on scoresbroadcast.com. The healing process took time, and the patience worked, did it not?
Yeah, it did. You know, once I got the news that it was going to be at least 8 weeks in the brace or cast, you know, that obviously wasn't what I wanted to hear, but stuck through it, still did everything I could. Took the brace off and then kind of realized that my finger was pretty stiff and it didn't have a lot of motion. So I was in with our athletic trainer for 2 or 3 weeks, maybe even a month, just trying to get all the strength back and flexibility. And once he gave me the okay, I mean, I went out there and started getting my arm ready to pitch and off I went.
Although, you know, when you were stone fingers and had those fingers on the right hand taped up, you were a 67% three-point shooter in basketball.
Yeah, I heard about that. People are going to start saying I should have taped my fingers more often just for the fun of it, but, yeah.
What was the scouting report on Sycamore Mohawk? Obviously, there was one. I was at Galleon on Saturday. I saw Mohawk play. Coach Flippo was there, too. What was the scouting report, and how much did you pitch to the scouting report, and how important was it? How did it help you, and did you execute it the way you wanted?
Yeah, you know, he came in on we watched him on Saturday. He came in on Monday, had practice, and after practice we took a good 15 or 20 minutes to talk about him, and he started off with just saying, like, they're a really good, sound, and fundamental team. And we were going to have to go out there, play our best, have very few errors, do what we need to do, get the clutch hits. And he said they had a tough ace. So we knew that, obviously, we've been in these type of positions before. So coming in here, knowing what we have to do, just helped us get through it.
Well, I saw Mohawk play. I was impressed. They hit 12 singles, 9 or 10 to the opposite field. But they didn't do that to your breaking stuff today. They were hamstrung, and, man, you're a high heater. Is that a two-seamer, four-seamer? Do you have a couple variations off the fastball? What do you throw with the 84 hip-hop to it?
Either or. Two-seam, four-seam, just kind of depends on what count I'm throwing it in and where I want to throw it.
And what do you expect those two pitches to do for you?
Four-seam, just hit a spot.
Okay.
You know, if it's outside or up or inside or down or wherever I'm trying to throw it, keep the four-seam, just try to hit the spot.
And that has some rise to it?
I think it's pretty straight. You'll have to ask Cooper that maybe tomorrow or next time you talk to him. But and then two-seam just has a little bit of run on it, so maybe if throwing it down the middle, kind of run in a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know. If it fools them, good. If not, shoot.
Okay.
But that's the main goal with it.
And then you got your change. No slider as such?
Nope.
You got a variation or two off the curve, or is it just one sweeper?
I usually throw one pretty hard, and then sometimes if they're a little out in front, I just throw it a little softer. Today you didn't see much of that. It wasn't outstanding on the curve, but we'll get that fixed up.
Well, don't want your head to swell. You were marvelous.
Thank you.
You were outstanding. And I told people all week, Mohawk swings it well, but the neutralizer could very well be number 24 on the bump. And the Raiders are getting out the bats. We're starting to sting the ball.
Yeah, we're getting them out at the right time, that's for sure. They were kind of quiet towards the middle, the end of the season, but we're starting to bring it around towards the end of the season.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Braylon Cordonier, our guest, post-game after the Rushi 9-0 blowout of the opponent, Sycamore Mohawk, in the regional semifinal here at Cedarville. The opponent tomorrow, Cedarville High School. Do we know a game time yet? Is it official? It is going to be 2 p.m. 2 p.m. game time tomorrow. Cedarville and Rushi, we're on the air at 125. Go get some ice on that shoulder. We expect you to throw four or five more tomorrow.
If I was able to.
Thanks, Braylon, yep. So much.
Thank you.
Thank you. As the headset is lateraled off to Brandon Coverman. And what a performance for the Raiders, saving their best for the district championship and the regional semifinal. Performances, stellar. Best the Raiders have looked all year here in the last several days.
And that's the time you want to be doing it. Yep. And, you know, you look at the records, that's why tournament, you throw them out. You know, 16-11, obviously, Gubo, Cardon, you're not healthy on the bump all that year, so it puts a factor into that record.
Yep.
But, like I said, this postseason is the second nature to them. You know, when you play in the state tournament the way they have 3 years in a row, you're playing six or seven games. I mean, you're adding a 3 years of postseason runs like this. That's almost a whole nother season that they've played, that they've had that experience, you know, that they've been through. So credit to them. Credit to an amazing job by Coach Kevin Flippo and his staff. They always keep their kids well prepared. You know, I played for and coached with Kevin. He said, you know, never get, you know, too high on yourself or too low on yourself. You never know when something, you know, is going to happen. And his kids are always poised to any situation. And that's what I think has been such a huge part of his run. And Coach Flippo has done a phenomenal job in building this program to what has really just been a beast this last decade.
Opposing pitcher tomorrow, Xavier Pauling, Cedarville. Very good young right-hander, just a soft. Blanked Fort Loramie in the district championship by a score of 2-0. He, like Zach Creedon today for Cedarville, mixes his pitches, goes off speed, has a fine changeup. Rushi will have its hands full tomorrow against Cedarville, which is now 17-6, and has closed out the last 6 weeks of the year, losing just two games.
Yeah.
They are red, red hot.
Yeah, I think it's similar to those the kind of scenario when Rushi played Southeastern the other year in the regional, same conference, same kind of style that Cedarville will bring. I think one big thing is Rushi will have Coach, you know, Jeff Sanders give them probably a nice scouting report. You know, I know Rushi and Loramie, you know, big baseball rivals, though. When they're out of the tournament, they work well with each other very well. So I'm sure Rushi will be very prepared for whatever they see tomorrow. Now it's Maddox. Gubo is probably going to get the ball tomorrow. You know, the question is this is the biggest game he's ever pitched in. So, you know, it's really going to come down to him and making plays. And if you're Rushi, if you can score nine runs, again, heck, you like your chances. You know, but we're not going to bank on that probably, you know. But if Maddox Gubo is the X factor tomorrow, no doubt. If he can get ahead, you know, and his defense can make plays, obviously your defense shifts with Braylon Cardon going back to short. You know, you think it looks a little different. But, you know, big hits in clutch situations, getting the bunt down when you need to, you know, avoiding the big mistake, avoiding the snowballing, all that stuff. There's a lot of more things I can say, but, man, it's tournament baseball, and it's fun.
And once again, it's been confirmed, 2 o'clock first pitch tomorrow, Cedarville Rushi here at Cedarville University. Thanks so much to Abby Butel and her staff in athletics at Cedarville U. They have really rolled out the red carpet for us here at scoresbroadcast.com. She is going to charge us rent for here in the press box. We don't plan to spend the night here, Abby. We'll be leaving in the next 10 minutes or so. We'll close out our broadcast letting you know that Cedarville won game one over Fayetteville Perry. That's been so long ago.
7-1.
Brandon,
it's
7-1 was the final. That was on my mind. 7-1 and then 9-0.
Yep.
Rushi victorious in game two. I never would have dreamed we'd have two contests that at the conclusion would wind up 6 runs difference and 9 runs difference. Mm-hmm. Never figured that to happen.
Yeah, two teams that are well deserving of being there tomorrow. So
I'm going to put you on the spot. Do we know who won the other regional semifinal up at Bowling Green?
I did Montpelier not see, but I
or
can,
Miller City.
I
they were playing
see.
1-1 late. Minster won 9-8 over New Regal. Louis Magato finished that game. Rushi will play the Northwest Regional champ should the Raiders win this regional tomorrow. Northwest meets Southwest.
Montpelier won 3-2 over Miller City. They moved to 20-5, and they're back playing at Bowling Green tomorrow. So Miller City was a team that Rushi played a couple weeks ago. Miller City actually contacted Rushi Athletic Director Amber Cardonier, said they wanted to make the hour-and-a-half drive down to play the Raiders, and they did. That was Braylon Cardonier's first game he pitched back. I know you did that game back a couple weeks ago.
That was start number one. Yep. Braylon pitched, I think, five, and was very, very good that game.
And again, it takes you a couple starts to get warmed up. That's why, you know, people like, you know, the Reds or MLB, they have spring training. You got to get built up. You can't just go out there and throw 90 pitches and feel great. You know, it takes a time. It takes a couple starts. It takes a couple scrimmages, whatever. You know, so Braylon's, quote, scrimmages were over, and he was just expected to show up, and no doubt he did.
Hitting stars once again for Rushi. You would have thought with a 7-run sixth inning and numerous hits for the Raiders that Braylon might have had one or two. He did not. Vince Borchers had a hit, drove in 2 runs. Cooper Unverfirth, a double, a single, drove in a couple. Micah Griesup, unusual day, very effective.
Yeah.
He was efficient, executed, was hit by a pitch, had a couple sack bunts, a walk. Zeb Borchers hit by a pitch, a walk, a single. Benjamin York, a base hit. And how about Voisard, pinch hitting there in the sixth? He had the squeeze.
Huge situation.
Yeah, squeeze,
I mean, and that's probably why Coach Flippo brought him in, left-handed bat.
Yep.
Push that ball up because it's a forced situation to not give, you know, Mohawk an easy toss to the plate, force out at the plate. And Boisard, that's huge. It's coming through in those situations. And I know, you know, Bunting, you can give people crap for it or whatever, but getting it down in that situation is sometimes the difference in a 1-run ball game, is simply getting a bunt down.
And Braylon Cardonier was amazing on the bump for the Rushi Raiders. He struck out 14. And 2 measly hits. That's all, 2 hits for Sycamore Mohawk, which have been averaging somewhere between 12 and 13 hits per game.
Yeah.
12 and 13 a game all season over the span of 28 games.
Yeah.
They're now 22-7. Today limited to 2 hits. I heard a couple of fans murmur, that's the best pitcher by far we've seen all year. And, boy, did Braylon ever show up and show out today.
Absolutely.
We knew under pressure he would deliver. He was he was even better than could have been anticipated.
And it doesn't matter how many years I live. You know, I don't know if you'll ever see maybe a better athlete in Shelby County history, more decorated athlete in Shelby County history than Braylon Cardonier.
Yeah.
And he's just putting the finishing touches in. And he's got his chance to jack 4 straight state tournaments in baseball, which, unreal. Even with the expanding 7 divisions, even boot that. I mean, 3 straight in Division 4, maybe 1 tomorrow, if they can pull it off against Cedarville. And, I mean, just, you can't find it even, I mean, for as much success as he's had, a more humble kid.
It won't be easy.
No.
Cedarville is very good. Mm-hmm. 2 losses in 6 weeks. Best baseball of the year by far. They pitch to contact. They don't walk anybody. Cedarville pitchers throw strikes. They made the hits count today. They move runners. Very impressed with the coaching staff. And the Cedarville personnel, very young team. I think only 2 seniors on the roster here for this regional tournament.
Yep.
And Rushi will see a sophomore pitcher tomorrow in Xavier Pauling. Thanks so much, Brandon. Enjoyed it. It was a delight.
Always.
The weather cooperated. First pitch at 2 tomorrow on the air at 1:25 here on Scores Broadcast, Rushi Cedarville, for a berth in the state Final 4. The winner tomorrow would play the Northwest Region champ at, I think it's 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. 1 week from tomorrow at Akron's Canal Park. State championship in D4 is a week from Saturday at 10 in the morning at Canal Park. For Abby Butel here at Cedarville University, who again rolled out the red carpet for us, for Brandon Coverman alongside Thanks to Amber Cordon, your athletic director at Rushi, all the coaches. Thanks to our post-game guests, Braylon Cordonier and Quinn Hoying. Quinn, the freshman, was dynamite. Thanks to everybody who assisted in our presentation today. Jack Kramer saying final score, final time, Rushi 9 and Sycamore Mohawk nothing. On to the regional championship tomorrow. First pitch at 2. Rushi Cedarville on scoresbroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.